Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for being here tonight. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that we have to be in your presence tonight, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for your word that never fails in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your divine favor in this hour. We come in the spirit of expectation. And we thank you for you right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you for you, Lord, having your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's none like you, Lord. There's none like you. So, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your divine inspiration tonight, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us, Lord God, your word. And as we come before you tonight, Lord God, we come in the spirit of expectation, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we're thanking you, Lord God, for this encounter tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as you increase, Jesus, I decrease now. Increase, I decrease now. Increase, Lord, as I decrease now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Eagles Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and also Prophet Leon Dupree. But we thank God for each and every one of you here tonight. And as we come before you, we thank God for what he's about to do in this hour. And we ask you to just come ready tonight, ready to receive what thus saith the Lord tonight. We know the Lord is going to bless and do some great things. And we're going to ask you to definitely come hungry and get ready to eat. Let's feast on what the Lord has given to us tonight. Truly, I'm excited for what God is doing, he's about to do. So, amen. But challenges may try to come, but nevertheless, even though challenges may try to come, when it's nothing like knowing the Lord will always deliver, every single time, amen, no matter what trial tries to come, but just when the enemy tries you at the most, and just when he desires to sift you as wheat, the Lord always brings you through. As you stand and you trust him, he will always bring you through on top. So, amen, without further delay, let's get into the word of God. Amen. Let's see what the Lord has for us in this hour. Glory to God. Turn with me to Isaiah 40. Amen. Isaiah 40. Let's go to verse 25. Well, let's go to verse 27. Excuse me. All right. Isaiah 40, 27. Why seest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and a young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Amen. 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 A verse, the focus verse, the scripture verse is verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not weary, walk and not faint. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the subject of the blessing is in the waiting. The blessing is in the waiting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have to say it like I feel it. Glory to God. The blessing is in the waiting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many of us go through some things sometimes. We face challenges almost on every hand sometimes. Amen. And we are or we expecting God to do something on our behalf. We're looking to God to break forth an answer for us. Amen. We're in a place of holding you. We're in a place of waiting, and sometimes it just seems like it's so much just to wait on the Lord. It's so much just to stand still and do nothing. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. It may look like that. That word wait means to stay in a place until an expected event happens, until someone arrives, until it is your turn to do something. My God, we could preach that all day right there. That'll preach. Oh, God. To not do something until something else happens. To remain in a state in which you expect or hope thing will happen soon. To, once again, to stay in place in expectation of. To delay serving. To serve as a waiter. Oh, God, we're going to have some fun with this one tonight. I'll tell you what. Hallelujah. The blessing is in the waiting. Wow. Let's go ahead and deal with this here. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The blessing is in the waiting. I know sometimes you're going through it seems hard to believe there is a blessing in waiting on God. Well, how can it be such a blessing on waiting on God and my nerves are about to run me crazy because I don't know which way God's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know if he's going to do it or not. The blessing is in the waiting. Glory to God. One of the first definitions of wait means to stay in a place until an expected end happens. To stay in a place, to stay in a place until an expected end or event happens. See, you're waiting for God to show up. You're waiting for God to show out on your behalf. You're looking at the deadline. You're looking at the deadline and you're looking at what you're working with. Because you're waiting on God. While you wait, what are you doing? While you're expecting God to come through, while you're waiting on him, what are you doing? What is your faith doing? What is your faith saying while you're waiting? See, one of the problems is, what is our faith saying while we wait? What is our faith doing while we wait? Or are we just sitting there with our arms folded and our attitude kicked up and, I don't know, taking God so long? Or are we standing there waiting with anticipation? Are we still waiting on God after 5 years the same way we was waiting from day one? Have we grown weary in our well-doing? Have we grown weary in our waiting? Have we gotten tired of waiting on God and already given up twice, dead twice, fucked up? Have we given up on God a long time ago? We just kind of going through the motions to the day, but we've been give up. We've been count God out because of our waiting. See, the blessing is in the waiting. When you wait on the Lord and you wait the right way, now you're calling God. You show God a lot while you wait. You show the Lord a lot while you in this place of expectation, while you're looking for God to come through, while you're expecting God to come through. You're telling God a lot by the way you wait. Oh, yes. We can say, I'm waiting on God to bless me. But really, are you? What is your faith saying? Remember, faith speaks and faith acts. What is your faith saying right now? Glory to God. For anyone who'd like to call in tonight, the number of calls is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get into queue box. Glory to God. See, it's very easy to say, I'm waiting on God with your mouth. But your heart, does your heart really say and reflect that you're waiting on God? Place of expectation, in that place of anticipating that God will answer your prayer, Are you still in that place to where you saying in your heart of hearts, you know, God, okay, I know you're going to work this thing out. I know I'm just going to patiently wait on you, and you're going to break me through this thing here. I know that I'm not going through this struggle in this season for nothing. I know my finances may look real funny right now. The bills are due, and everything I thought I had, I may not have it right now, but I'm still waiting, and I'm still expecting you to come through for me. The blessing is in the waiting. The blessing is in the waiting. See how you wait on God will determine how you receive from God. See, if you're waiting on God, but then at the same time you've been giving up on God, you can't receive all that God has for you. Mm-mm. Oh, no. But if you're waiting on God the right way, God has no choice but to answer. He has no choice but to come through. Because why? You are expecting him to show up in your life. You're expecting God to show up in the situation wherever you're in. See, he said to stay in place until an expected event happens. I'm expecting God to bust through my finances to cause the overflow to come in. I'm expecting God to cause my family to prosper for generations and generations and generations. I'm expecting God to bless a legacy that we're taking time to build the foundation of right now. I'm expecting, hallelujah, God to move in such an awesome way because I know that we're about to leave an inheritance for our children's children. Glory to God. And I'm expecting, even through my time of plowing right now, I may be going through a tough time right now. I may have to stand on everything I have. I may only have the word of God to stand on, but I'm standing because I'm expecting God to come through in my waiting. Ooh, Jesus, I'm expecting God to come through in my waiting. Until someone arrives, I'm expecting the Lord to arrive in my situation right on the nick of time, right in the time when the season I'm about to give up, when I have nothing left to hold on to. I'm expecting God to come in and take me up. Hallelujah. Even as mother and father forsake me, I'm expecting the Lord to hold me up. Glory to God. I'm expecting him to hold me up. Hallelujah. I don't care how many people fail and give up on me. I'm going to hold on until God comes through. I'm going to hold on and stand my ground. I'm going to stand my watch because I know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can expect him to think, or ask or think. Hallelujah, because I'm expecting him to come through. So no matter what my situation say, what does God say and what he is saying, that's what matters. That's what I hold on to. I'm not holding on to what my circumstances are saying. I'm not holding on to what people are saying, what they're trying to prophesy lie to me. I'm going to hold on to what God is doing inside of me. I'm going to hold on to the foundation in which I stand on. I'm holding on to the foundation in which I've been grounded, I've been made to stand on. Hallelujah. He says, upon this rock I should build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. I'm standing, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm expecting God to come through. I don't expect the tree. I'm not shutting down. I'm not looking for God to be like man. Man can say one thing and change his mind on you. I was coming, but I changed my mind. I went back. God is not going to do that to me. I'm expecting God to arrive on my behalf. I'm expecting God to show up. I'm expecting God to show out. No matter how it looks right now, no matter how it feels, no matter what I'm going through right now, I'm expecting God to kick in the door at the last minute. Just when I'm down almost for my last count, just when I'm about to feel like I'm about to give everything I have, I'm expecting God to bust through that door at the right time and bring me out and deliver me, bring me out in the great deliverance. I'm expecting God to show up tonight. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until it's your turn to do something. It's like I'm waiting for my moment on stage. I'm waiting for my moment. I practice. I've gone through the drills time after time. I've rehearsed. I've had practice running. The Lord trust me to do this and trust me to do that, to build my confidence in my faith. And he told me to prophesy out here, prophesy out there, to get ready for that big moment. And he said, now all of a sudden, the guy behind the curtain said, okay, your time is up. Come on, it's your time now. I'm in the expectation that when he points to me, tell me, come on, it's your time, that I'm ready to step onto that stage and do what thus saith the Lord, that my time of waiting has been come. See, some of you have been, God have been hitting you for some time. You may wonder, well, Lord, I should have been preaching right now. Lord, I don't understand why I have this thing hasn't happened for me or that thing hasn't happened. What's going on? Every time I look around when I think my time is coming, I'm being looked over. I don't care, figure this out. Well, I should have had this breakthrough, but somehow this person got in the way. God said, I'm waiting. Wait on me. I got you in waiting. The Lord said, I have you in waiting right now. I have you for a certain time, in a certain season. You're in your waiting stage right now. I know what you're capable of doing. I've trained you. I know. I've seen you persevere. I know you passed my test. I know you've been waiting. You've been patient while you had to suffer some things. You've been patient. You didn't curse me and die. You didn't give up. You didn't slash your own neck because you've been waiting on me. Even though you didn't hear my voice sometimes, you were still in expectation of me. I know that you've been in waiting. Mm-hmm. I haven't forgotten about you. He's not like man. He will not forget about your labor and love. He saw, hallelujah, he saw when you went without so others could have. He saw when you put yourself on the line so someone else can get through. He saw the sacrifice. He know your sacrifice. He know what you waited on. He know who you waited for. Matter of fact, the person, you know they didn't care about you, but yet you still allow them to go ahead and say, you know what, I'll wait to the victim. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. You've been in the blessing, the blessing, the blessing is in the waiting. God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter how it seems right now, God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anyone needs to call in, glory to God, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, first one to get in the cue box. But glory to God, the blessing is in the waiting. Hallelujah. So you've been persevering. You've been waiting. You've been feeling the pressure of waiting. You've been feeling the pressure, hallelujah, of not knowing what's going to happen next. You've been feeling the weight of the moment because you're expecting. Thank you, Jesus. Like the woman who found out she's pregnant, hallelujah. She has to go through the process of now waiting for the process to begin and for the process to end. So now she's going through the stages of the waiting. My God, some of you in the stages of waiting right now, you're in your first trimester. It's a very testing time right now. Everything's real critical. You got to be careful what you say in this season. You got to be careful what you do in this season because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't want to say something out of season that caused yourself to miscarry the blessing that you've been waiting on. You don't want to miss your moment. You don't want to do anything that's going to sabotage you from receiving from the Lord right now. You don't want to miss your moment. Glory to God. As you're going through some of you are in your second trimester, glory to God, and it feels like, you know, you kind of get into a place where you know this baby is right there and turning and something's happening with you. You can't quite explain. You feel a little cranky here, a little cranky there. You just can't get comfortable. You're in that middle place and you're just trying to find a way just to get comfortable where you are. But you seem to not be able to get comfortable there, but you're moving along, hallelujah. And some of you are in this that third trimester, that time where you're almost about to give birth. Some of you have been carrying this thing for a while now. You've been waiting. Oh, God, I've been waiting while I'm persevering, and it seems like I don't know which way to turn because it's like right now I'm like at the break, I'm about to give birth, but the release, but I just don't know. My God, place where you don't know which way this thing about to happen. You don't know what's about to come through. But only you know, you can tell you're right there. Like, you can feel, oh, my God, the weight of the deliverance about to drop. Come forth in Jesus' name. You know something is about to happen. You're positioned. You find yourself in a position. You're finding yourself in a position of giving birth to something right now. You're in your waiting moment. You're in that time. So let God position you to give birth while you're in your time of waiting. Hallelujah. Some of you in that place, you've been persevering for a long time. Oh, God, matter of fact, some of your water just broke. Some of your water just broke. You're about to really break forth. You're about to cut loose. Glory to God. Your now moment has come. Glory to God. And you're at that place right now. Dear Lord, help me while I wait. Help me to make it to this next place. Help me get from one point A to point B, because you know you need to get to a certain place so we can be comfortable in your release. My God, hallelujah. The blessing is in the waiting. The blessing is in the waiting. As you wait for God, you're in anticipation. You're anticipating the next move of God in your life. You're anticipating the next move, hallelujah, that you've been waiting on. You've been waiting for that release. You've been waiting for this moment. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You've been waiting. Things have been happening, and also you've been, things are happening even with people around you. And you can tell the atmosphere is changing a bit. You can tell it's almost like when you were once comfortable, you're not as comfortable or you're not as welcome like you used to be at one point. But now you can tell that something is happening. Something is about to give birth. Something is about to break loose for you. And now you know, you can tell, hallelujah, it's your turn to do something. It's your turn to embrace something. It's your turn to experience something. It's your turn to receive your blessing. Hallelujah. Some of you have been carrying for a long time, waiting for this time now to give birth. The blessing is in the waiting. Some of you, people don't even understand you. Some people have counted you out while you were waiting. Because they didn't know what was going on. They counted you out because they look at you, they kind of look at you off a distance and figure, you know what? Nah, you didn't miss your time. You ain't going to be no good. They didn't count you out. Didn't even think that you would make it this far. But lo and behold, in spite of all the naysaying, you never gave up. You kept pressing. You kept pressing, holding your ground while you go through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To not do something until something else happens. See, not to give up. You didn't give up because you didn't quite see what was all going on. You didn't give up because you didn't understand. You didn't give up because the way things are sound for the moment. You held on. Hallelujah. And this is your time, and you're about to see the manifestation of what you've been waiting for. See, that's the thing about it. You're about to see the manifestation of what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting for a long time, and now you're about to see the manifestation of that which you've been asking God to do, and that's what you've been waiting on God for. You're about to see the release. You're about to see the breakthrough. You're about to experience the breakout. Hallelujah. Some of you right now, the enemy has been trying to get you to quit. He's been trying to get you to abort. He's been trying to get you to cut off the blessing in your life. But thanks be to God that you never did. Thanks be to God that you held on and not give up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's be thankful, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on in. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who we have tonight? Amen.
Is it on me?
Yes, it's you. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Hi, this is Katina, and I want to give all the glory and honor and praise to God, who is the head of my life, thanking him for everything that he's doing and going to do for me and my family. I just want to ask for prayer as I got to make this move. I'm going to be moving next week into a new place. I just want everything to go as smooth as possible without any interruptions or any downfalls, because God has been truly blessing me, and I just want to keep the flow going and keep my blessings amen. Coming.
Amen. Once again, amen, truly. The blessing is in the waiting, because you had to wait this far. Hallelujah. God had to make see the part of the thing that you have to understand, that God had to allow to wait to have you in the right position to make this move. The right things had needed to happen in order for you to really effectively make this move. So this is why things are happening in this season and not before and not later on. That's why the season is right now. So when the Lord has moved you in the right season, in the right time, not only will he cause a thing to happen, he's also protecting this to make sure it goes through. So glory to God. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Katina, and we thank you for your hand being upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have orchestrated this move. You have allowed this thing to come together just for her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for this time and season in her life. That no matter what it looks like, Lord God, no matter how it feels like, no matter what the enemy wants to do, it will not happen. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the work of the enemy right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now and even over the whole situation, the whole transition. Thank you, Lord God. We cover this transition with the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now that this transition is good in this waiting, in this time, this season. You have prepared her for this season and time just like this. And we thank you, Lord God, for things to fall in this rightful place. Because of it falling in the rightful place, Lord God, you have positioned this to pass. You have positioned this to go forward. You have positioned this to go through. In Jesus' name, we bind interruptions. We bind anything falling to the ground in Jesus' name. No word falls to the ground in Jesus' name. Thank you for the help being provided. Thank you that all things should be well and all according to your lining up. Lord, we thank you for favor, your favor. Favor, once again, favor will go forth what money could not do. We thank you for the favor working out on her behalf in Jesus' name. Favor shall open the door. Favor shall bring her through. Favor shall bring her out. Favor shall manifest herself in her behalf in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you that the season of waiting has now come. And we thank you, Lord God, this is her blessed place. This is the place, Lord God, you've been trying to get her to. Lord, we thank you of one of many. But, Lord, we thank you right now for this season, for this time, for where she needs to be right now. This will be the place where you have her to be. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have set the course and you have made the way. Thank you, Lord God, for all things being well for her and with her and through her in Jesus' name. So we bind up any interruptions right now. We cover her in the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now for making her pathway straight. And that the blessing of the Lord shall be upon her and shall rest on her for all her days. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you as she stays connected to you, Lord God, that you will order her steps in your word. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray, and we seal it now because we are in expectation for the waiting of this full manifestation of this transitional move. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, the blessings order, amen. As long as things go well, just continue to stand and just know that it is, and just continue to speak what God said to tell you to speak, and let it all come through, come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Glory to God. If anyone else needs to call in, number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the Q box. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So once again, glory to God, as we see in the word, amen. Thank you, Lord. He said, he giveth power, verse 29. Let's look at the, yes, let's go to the 29. He said, he giveth power to the faint. See, some of you may have been feeling the heat and feeling the pressure, feeling you're going to faint. But see, that's the time you reach up and say, Lord, I need your strength right now. See, this is not the time to try and be strong in your own mind or strong in your own strength. See, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. See, this is not the time to be strong in your own might. This is the time that where you need the Lord to help sustain you. You need that help. Cry out to him and allow him to minister to you. Allow him to find you right there, right now in this season. Don't hold back. Don't allow the enemy to be with you and still cause you to miss your blessing, miss your moment, miss your season. This is not the time to be missing your season because you don't know how long you got to wait for the next season to come around. This is your time of waiting. Hallelujah. As the pressure and as the season is right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The season is right. Stand your ground in this time of waiting. Don't let the enemy steal from you. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. See, just when you, the Bible tells you when you are weak, then you are strong. Hallelujah. When you are weak, then you are strong. So, amen. And see, remember, that's not in your strength. It's not in your strength. See, please, remember, it's not going to be in your strength, but it's going to be in the Lord's strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Come on in. Amen. Who's next? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Evangelist Shy from North Carolina. Well, I currently live in North Carolina. And I just wanted to say to you all on tonight that I thoroughly enjoy the word that was brought forth, you know, as far as the waiting and, you know, being in anticipation of the things that God is getting ready to do. You know, I've experienced some, you know, things as far as waiting on God to release different things, you know, in my life and, you know, in lives of people that are connected to me, especially dealing with ministry. But I just wanted to say to you, man of God, you know, I appreciate the God in you, and I appreciate God for using you tonight to speak such a, you know, it was a quick word, but it was a powerful word. And it, if it did nothing else, I just want you to know that it encouraged me on tonight to go forth and to go in the things of God and, you know, just to operate in the waiting, you know. And like you said, the blessing is in the waiting. So many people, they want to, you know, they want the blessing. They want God to hurry up and do this. They want him to move. They want this to happen. They want that to happen, but they're not willing to wait. But in the waiting period, God shifts things around and he moves things and he separates you from things. So that way, when the blessing does come, that you're equipped to handle whatever it is that is coming your way. So I just wanted to say to you, man of God, continue to go and grow in the things of God. And I look forward to more connections and ministry with you all as, you know, the Lord see fit to have me to be able to connect with you all. And I'm asking that those of you who know the words of prayer, please pray my strength in the Lord. Don't pray against me, but pray that God uses me to do whatever assignment that he would have me to do, even in my season of waiting. Because I know at the end of the waiting period, the blessing is always going to be great. So I just wanted to say that to you on tonight to encourage you, even to encourage someone that may, you know, be in the period of not knowing what to do, but the blessing, like you said, you entitled the word for tonight, the blessing is in the waiting. So, you know, just everybody who's online tonight, those that are listening in, just keep waiting because your time is coming.
My God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Spoken by a true person who's about to get to give birth right now. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for touching your evangelist. Lord, we thank you for that for the hurt season has now come. She's been waiting for this, Lord God, and we thank you for the release now. In the name of Jesus, we see, Lord, like the cloud has been growing heavy, is now shifting, changing color, and about to release on her behalf. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, let your refreshing that comes from the Lord rest upon her right now. Refresh her in her strength. Lord God, we thank you for the newness of life that shall break forth as the brood of my Leo shall as the new day right now.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak to every cloud to give forth rain in her life now. Bring forth in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, even causes of bad dew that should have released already, come forth and break through right now in Jesus' mighty name. Some clouds are going to hold up. By held up by
glory.
The command you release now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the shifting even in the ministry. Oh God, I think we'll see the shifting in ministry. The shifting in ministry, God, is going to begin to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, hallelujah. Because of where you're going, God's going to be causing some things to shift. He said, don't panic. It's only a test. Go through the turbulence because it's going to take you somewhere. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Even some things you might not understand right now. Hold your ground. Continue to stand and continue to believe me. In spite of how it looks like, in spite of how it feels, know that I'm with you. Know that I'm ordering your steps in your word and his word. Know that he's standing there, right there with you. He's not shot. He's never changed his mind towards you. Hallelujah. What he said he's going to do, he will bring it to pass. Don't I don't care who may speak against it. I don't care who may not believe it. Matter of fact, God said it's not your job to prove nothing to them. You keep believing in me. Keep standing and watch it come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, matter of fact, stand upon your watch to see what I'm going to say.
Glory to your name,
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And when I move, I'm going to move with such a fire that's going to cause, going to light some things up, to cause some things to become a blaze in your life. Watch. You have been waiting for change, and the change is God, my son. Your shift has just come in. Your shift has just come in, my God. Your shift. Oh, God, I hear two ways. Your ship and your shift has come in. Woo, John, I'm the old child. Your ship and your shift has come in right on time. Hallelujah. Yes. So, Father, we seal this with the anointing. We seal with the blood of Jesus. The enemy cannot stop what you already put in motion. He cannot stop what he can't see. Hallelujah. God says, stay low. Hallelujah. Stay humble. Hallelujah. And watch me exalt you in due time. Watch me take you up. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you might as well take the roof off because you're going to go through the roof. In the name of Jesus. In this season, there should be a hot word in your mouth. Hallelujah. I will cause the word to come out of your mouth with fire and with a blaze.
Ha. My God, so big.
Hallelujah. As you eat the word, hallelujah, begin to churn and turn and churn and turn on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There's going to be a ready season of word for you to release with authority and power. Matter of fact, you're going to experience a power from God this time, this season, that you've never experienced in him before.
It's
taking you to a new place in him. Matter of fact, you might as well pack your bags because you're going to another place in him. Address changing, hallelujah. And plus your posture in God is changing. In the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, you suffered some hits in the last season that almost kind of took you out. But, Lord, thank you for restoring. Restoring. In Jesus' name, Lord, so just
glory to
let them go. Don't worry. They wanted to crush you and destroy you, but they couldn't do it. That's why, don't worry, I got you covered. Just trust me and watch me. I'm allowing you to go through it, yes, because I'm trying to bring you to it. Mm. They don't understand right now. I'm using them as instruments to make you stronger.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. When they thought they were going to do one thing, I'm actually using them to prove you. To prove who you are. They had to be tools to prove hardened Pharaoh's heart. I have to use them the same way to prove you. Everything they thought you were, now they see that you are. They ain't see nothing yet. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay focused on me, and I will show you greater things. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the grace for her to stand through this test, stand through this wait, through the waiting. How about she kind of through the waiting as she stands her place? Let her go down with the blaze. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, God.
Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. I pray that you know something about what the Lord has released to you tonight. Glory to God. I hope you're registered. Amen. And hallelujah. Yeah. He's setting you up. He's setting you up. Glory to God.
Oh, my God.
He's setting you up. My God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why, people of God, we got to stand. Hallelujah. Everything that looks like is not God, that don't mean it's not God. Hallelujah. Some things God has made look like. It doesn't really look like God, but see, sometimes you guys use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It may look foolish. It may look crazy. Like, what do you mean? This one makes me say, oh, wait, this can be God. That's the very thing that's God. God said, I'm going to use the same thing here. What the enemy thought he sees. See, when the enemy thinks he's using for one thing, I'm on the backside controlling the whole thing. I'm controlling the whole thing right on through. So glory to God. So as God navigates you, let your steps be ordered in the Lord and know that the Lord is with you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord for what he's about to do and what he is doing in your life. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Father, thank you, Evangelist, for your time tonight. We sure we appreciate you being on tonight, and definitely you stay encouraged, hallelujah, through your waiting, as God is taking you through your season of your time of waiting, that you definitely wait and watch him. Wait and watch to see what he's going to do. You know, don't you know that there's a difference between waiting, standing and waiting on God and doing nothing? There's a difference between the two. Oh, there's a difference between standing and waiting on God and doing nothing. There's a difference.
Oh, glory.
You standing, and waiting on God. That means you in the right place at the right time waiting for the next orders to go forward. You're not moving until he said move next. But when you're just doing nothing, that means you're not even in a position. You don't have a clue. You all behind time, out of time, almost off time. Glory to God. So there's a difference between the two. Hallelujah. Waiting on God, standing and waiting on God versus doing nothing. So praise God. So stay and wait on God as he gives you your next orders and commands to go forth and do. Hallelujah. Bless you. Christ kingdom blessings to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So glory to God as we continue. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah verse 29. Amen. I mean, 30, he said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. See, just because people are young, that don't always mean that they're strong. Not always. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, God has used the strength of the young one to carry out the missions. Amen. But they have to also be strong in other areas. See, we cannot rely on our own natural strength by itself. No. Hallelujah. But we have to be strong once again, strong in the Lord. See, it always goes back to him. That's why no flesh can glory. It always goes back to God. And when we keep it in the place with God, we will begin to see some things happening. But when we get all caught up in ourselves and allow pride to come in, then we're going to miss the boat. We're going to really miss what God is trying to do in us and through us. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, even the youth shall faint and be weary. They're going to get tired. And the young men shall just fall out. Just give out. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord. See, when you understand where your strength is coming from, you understand where your next order of command is coming from, it's easier for you to wait on God because you realize, well, if I go ahead of God, I'm about to miss God. I'm about to mess up. But if I wait on God, if I wait on him, not only will he provide me the strength to go through, but he also will give me the answer. You recognize how important it is for you to wait on God rather than do it yourself. See, in this season of waiting, we have to be wise. We have to be watchful. We have to be ready and observant. We have to, even with the fivefold ministry gifts, we have to understand. See, don't be so caught up in your giftings. Oh, God. Don't get so caught up in your giftings. Remember, you can't do anything without him. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Yes, you may be anointed to shake a leg, drop one and roll. But when it comes down to it, you still have to wait on the Lord. There's some things that your gift ain't going to be able to do. You're going to have to wait on the Lord. Wait on his timing. See, God's timing is everything. It's not about your time, what you feel you can do. I'm strong. I can handle that. No, it's not about that. Don't be bewitched to think that you're strong enough to do it by yourself. It's a setup by the enemy. See, this is where he used the youth, your youth or your strength against you, because he will make you think that you're strong enough to do it by yourself. And you move out by yourself. And you find yourself by yourself. And you find out that you don't have what it takes to do it by yourself. And then you'll fall. You need the Lord. Don't forsake him. Don't allow the enemy to take that away. Don't allow the enemy to set you up, to get over on you. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we wait, he said, if you wait, as you wait on the Lord, he said, he shall renew your strength. Glory to God. Amen. He said, renew your strength. Glory to my Shekinah and the Roshan and the Mandios. Renew your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mandios. So this is the time and season that we have to understand that what looks like one thing, we got to make sure that it is the same thing that we're looking at. Okay, he says, from the NC verse says, but those who wait on the Lord's help find renewed strength. You see, when you wait on the Lord's help, you're not trying to do it in your own strength. You're not doing it yourself. But he strengthens you to give you exactly what you need that you won't get tired. See, the reason why some people are able to be sustained at a greater rate than others because they're not doing it in their own strength. What is it? Oh, my gosh. It's certain type of sports where, you know, it looks like, see, okay, golf. I say golf. Now, I'm not a professional golfer, but just I do know this much, that if you try to hit a golf ball the way you think you should hit a golf ball, you will jack it up the whole time. You will mess it up. But there's a certain technique in hitting the ball where you allow your body to work in harmony and get a better hit and a stronger hit. See, you're not just trying to use your muscles like your upper body, like how you do baseball. See, you cannot play golf the same way you play baseball. Two different sports, two different techniques, two different ways. See, baseball is relying on your upper strength and your back and you're putting everything into it. But golf is more technique, using your body as one motion together and actually doing and making the hit. So as we see this, sometimes some people get caught up in their thing, and that's why here it is. You have people who are strong, real strong upper body, and they go approach golf the same way they approach baseball, and they're lousy. They would not do good at all. The ball going all one side in the woods, and it's not doing right because they cannot approach the two sports the same. And so same thing with us. Sometimes we approach things the same way we approach another thing. We don't wait for instruction of the Lord on how we need to approach certain things. See, this is why we have to understand, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge him while we wait. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. So in your time of waiting, acknowledging the Lord, Lord, what do I need to do? How do I need to approach this? What do you want me to do? See, what do you want me to do? Because it's not what I want to do. See, me and my own strength, I'll probably say, you know, grab it like a baseball and try to swing at it. But that technique is not going to work for this situation. See, every situation is going to call for a different kind of technique to handle it. Amen. So we, as we begin to follow up in our own strength, this is where we begin to have disasters because we're trying to do it in our own strength, in our own way. And when we do it our own way, it's going to come out not the right way. Hallelujah. So, amen. So, is there anyone who need to call in? The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Glory to God. So, once again, so as we approach this thing, we have to understand that waiting on God, this time of season is very critical for us to wait on him. So as we wait on him, he will basically put the, how we say, we have the wind behind our back. So it's not like we got to make a whole bunch of stuff happen, but we follow in his way. And he will cause things that actually happen to navigate us right on in. We'll walk right into slap dab into the blessing, into whatever it is, because this is the season. Matter of fact, thank you, Holy Spirit. As we're waiting on God in this season, he will take us into sweatless victory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sweatless victories. There's some things that you would have had to do, fight so hard in your own strength. You may have to do some testing that some of you had to do. Some of you had to do some testing, some different things you required so much. But the Lord said, when you do it in my season, I will cause those things to be those hard, difficult things to now be easy. It'll be one of like the easiest tests you've ever took in your life because you waited on me in the right season, in the right time to take it. See, he said, oh, my God, it's all about God's timing. See, when you wait on God's timing, everything will happen in the flow and fall in the place that it needs to fall in. God said, I'm showing myself strong to you. If you lead, if you allow me to lead you and order my, let me order your steps, I will lead you into the sweatless victories of life. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you by my righteous hand that I'm already on your side of working on your behalf. I'm already working on your behalf. Trust me. Let me lead you and let me guide you into all truth. I'm going to lead you into that way of victory. I'm going to lead you to great success. See, when we try to have success without God, that's when we get ourselves in trouble. We end up having some hard failures. But when we do it in Him, hallelujah. See, the blessing of the Lord made the one rich and have no sorrow to. See, when we do it, when we try to do it without God, we have sorrow. But when we do it with God, we will not. We won't have sorrow. We will actually have joy. It will bring joy to our life because we'll see truly if we went in a different way, it wouldn't have worked out the way it needed to work out or it was designed for it to work out on our behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we look at wait, okay, also means to remain in a state in which you expect and hope that something will happen soon. Amen. See, as you're waiting in His strength, not your own, He's causing you to still be busy, but at the same time, you're still expecting. See, so instead of sitting there waiting on God at the table, you're still He got you working, doing something. At the same time, you're still expecting. You're still looking for God to come through. It's like you go ahead and cut the yard, like you're cutting grass, but you're still looking for the mailman to come anytime. You're waiting on that package, waiting on the mailman to come through. You're doing work around the house and everything, but you're still looking for that mail. You're still for that mailman. And so as soon as after a certain length of time, oh, lo and behold, you see a little mail truck coming in, and so you won't let him get on the road real good. You know, hey, what you got for me? You wait for that package you've been waiting on, and there you go. So you've been waiting, in expectation, you've been hoping, all at the same time, you've been waiting, expecting to receive something from the Lord, and He shows up on your behalf. Glory to God. It also means to stay in the place of expectation. See, you stay in the place of expectation. You don't mess around and go into doubt and unbelief. And just because God don't move it in your time and when you expect it to come in, that don't mean God is not moving. Thank you, Jesus. Grab that in the spirit. Just because it's not moving on your time the way you want to move, that doesn't mean it's not moving. See, God has a certain time of arrival. He does a certain time. He said, I know the thoughts and the things towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, not even, but to give an expected end. There's an expected end for your arrival. There's an expected end for your arrival of the thing that you've been waiting for God to do. You have to wait on God. Amen. He also says to delay serving. Certain things He may have you to hold up on and wait for a certain time. Because a certain time might be the time might not be right. You might serve it too early or maybe too late. Amen. So He wants you to wait on the serve or whatever it is He may want you to do. He may want you to hold on a little while longer. Because sometimes we need to go through the process a little while longer before we begin to do change of our assignment or do something different. Or whatever it is He may have you do. You may have to wait in that position a little. He may have you wait there a little bit longer to be more done for the occasion. And the last one is to serve as a waiter. See, sometimes, amen, sometimes He got to have us. See, while we're waiting, don't stop serving. Oh, this is the last one. While you're waiting, don't stop serving. See, this is not the time. So I'm waiting on God. I ain't doing nothing else. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Keep serving. If you want to call it, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. But once again, this is not the time to stop serving. This is not the time to fold your hands up and say, I'm going to wait on God. He's going to have to come through. No. Cooperate with God. Be busy about His business. Take His work. At the same time, God has not forgotten you. Keep expecting. Keep moving. Keep serving. Keep serving. Keep moving. Keep waiting. Keep serving. Keep moving. Keep waiting. Work. Keep serving. Keep waiting. Keep moving. Amen. As you keep on going forward, see, God will take care of His business while you take care of His. He'll take care of your business while he take care of His. Amen. So this keeps you occupied, also keeps you productive in His house. See, God don't want us to sit there and lose focus. This is why we have people in a lot of churches now fussing and fighting. There's not enough serving going on. Everybody's so-called waiting on the Lord. They want to be waiting on the preach. Well, there's other things to be done besides preaching. Oh, God, I don't know why I'm going there. See, there are other things going on besides preaching that, that you can do inside the church. The bathrooms need cleaned up. The yard needs, the grass needs cutting. Don't wait for the pastor to do it. It'll tell you to do it. You know what I mean? They'll get you a lawnmower and do it. Hallelujah. So there's certain different things that's going on that we're waiting on the leader to tell us to do. Everybody waiting to preach. But nobody is under. No one wants to serve. No one wants to see. We get so caught up. We want God to give to bless us with the things we waiting on, but we won't do what's expected of us while we serve. See, we have to keep on serving, regardless of what it calls, what the situation looks like, or how it is. We are servants to the Lord, no matter preacher, or even cleaning the bathrooms. You are still a servant of the Lord. Never stop serving as you're waiting. Never stop serving God as you're waiting. Never stop serving as you are waiting on God. And God will always come through. He will always bring. He may have your season will be shorter because you're not just sitting there waiting on the thing that you want, but you're doing whatever God wants in the time that he wants it. Amen. See, this is what I remember this. It's not about us, but it's all about God and his timing. See, you can never stop serving while you're waiting. My God, thank you, Jesus. Never stop serving while you're waiting. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep this servanthood going on while you wait on God to bring forth whatever it is that you've been waiting on God to do. God's going to come through. He's going to bring forth in the right season. But sometimes you may be looking for it in the wrong season. Wait on God. Continue to serve. Prove God that you're here to serve. You're here to do what he needs you to do. Not what you want to get done. No, you're here to do what he wants you to do. Amen. So, thank God for each and every one for the word tonight. Oh, gosh, man, my time went so fast. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your word. Thank you right now, Lord God, for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. Thank you for each and every one who received tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to continue to serve while we wait. Wait while we serve. Serve while we wait. Wait while we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we continue to go forth, help us to go forth, Lord God, and do what's pleasing in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Is anyone right now who does not know, Lord, as Lord, we ask you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for anything I've done that's not like you. Lord God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Excuse me. Forgive me. I'm a sinner. I ask you to wash me, cleanse me, and make white as snow. I surrender my life to you, Lord. I receive you as Lord and Savior. You died on the cross and rose for me on the third day. And now I receive you as my Lord and Savior in my heart. So, Lord, I thank you that I'm now saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's someone who needs to be rededicated to your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Follow me with this. Amen. Father, forgive me. I've sinned. I've gone astray. Thank you for bringing me back to the right fellowship with you, Lord. Thank you for helping me to go forth. I need you. I can't do it without you. I surrender. I open my heart. I turn from my wicked ways, and I receive you, Lord. Hallelujah. And help me bring me back into right fellowship. I thank you for helping me to go forth and go forth and accomplish the plan for my life that you've caused me to go forth in. I surrender all. I believe you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord. I cannot do it without you. I thank you for helping me to have success. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless your kingdom blessings to each and every one. Remember, don't stop serving while you're waiting. Amen on God. Hallelujah. The blessing is in the waiting. Amen. As you wait on God, remember, the blessing is in the waiting. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.
Would bear my sin, redeem my Thank you.